residents, police, firefighters. They packed a meeting in the northwest suburbs last night. They were all vocally opposing the proposed $31 billion merger of the Canadian Pacific and Kansas City Southern Railroads, and not many people are for it. Somebody who's definitely against it is the mayor of Bartlett, Kevin Wallace. Kevin, how much would rail traffic increase in your city in Bartlett if this merger went through?
Yeah, Lisa, thank you for having me on your show. The traffic in Bartlett, currently we have about three freight trains on a daily basis. That traffic would increase up to 8 to 14 freight trains going through the village. And that's not the only problem. The trains that will be going through could be considerably longer than the actual normal freight line that that continually goes through now.
And your business owners in the village are pretty upset about this. I know somebody from JC's Mexican restaurant spoke about it. Have you found anybody that's supportive of this merger?
Nobody that's supportive of the merger, except for those that are going to save hundreds of millions of dollars in moving freight. So that's the only people that could be possibly, especially in our corridor, the coalition corridor. There's nobody that I know of that is in support of. Some people say that it's a good thing because we're going to remove trucks from semis from the road. Well, not down in Bensenville. It's going to increase semis down in Bensenville. And what's the environmental impact of literally tens and thousands of hours a day of idling cars sitting waiting at a gate down situation?
Yeah, and so it's obviously going to impact travel for people who, you know, live in Bartlett and many other surrounding villages. So have you teamed up with other mayors to try and truly voice your opposition to a point where maybe you will have some impact?
We have. We've got all the mayors of the cities that are in the coalition, Wooddale, Hanover Park, Bensenville, Itasca, Elgin, all of those mayors are in support of the coalition, and we're all a part of this coalition, which we established way back when they had announced that this merger could be a possibility.
We even talked to Michael Gillis from Metra today. Metra is opposing the merger as well because this is not about moving people. It's about moving freight. But do you feel your voices will be heard? That's the point. Isn't it going to take some effort on a federal level to put a stop to this merger?
It certainly will, Lisa. The next step for us as mayors is to travel out to Washington, D.C. to the formal STB hearing that's going to be happening September 27th, 28th. We're not sure of the exact dates of the meetings, but that's what we're going to be doing next. Voicing our not only concern with the merger and the impact that it has on the hundreds of millions of dollars that these communities have spent increasing their transit-oriented development areas, which have been along the Metra tracks. We've all spent millions and millions of dollars improving our transit, oriented development in our downtown areas, and this could have a huge impact on those. So all of us are in coalition to try to do something about not only stopping the merger, but frankly, if there's nothing that we can do to convince STB not to vote for this and not to approve this, we're really pushing for the mitigation to make it as safe as possible for our residents and as safe as possible for our emergency services to maneuver around these giant trains and get to where they need to get to serve our communities.
It's a massive proposal, a merger between two of the largest railroad companies in the world. Kevin Wallace, the mayor of Bartlett, who's joining us, is not the only person opposed to that. What is your message to the citizens of Bartlett and other villages and cities that will be impacted by this? Is there something they can do? How can they have their voice be heard?
Yeah, they can go to the coalition website, and I can give that to you. They just Google Coalition Against CNKCS Rail, it comes up. But the coalition website is www.stopcpkc.com. They can put their story online there. They can come out to express their opinion. They can certainly send emails. There's a call to action on that website that they can jump into and voice their concerns over this. It's not only the it's not only the residents. One of the primary concerns is how does emergency services get around these long trains and in a 5 minute span, which is the actual time that they're supposed to be at an emergency situation. And there was a large number of fire chiefs, of police chiefs at this hearing last night, and they made it abundantly clear to the STB that the numbers that this merger that CP is using for the merger proposal are not accurate when it comes to the time it will take them to get to an actual emergency situation if there's a train going through their village.
Kevin Wallace, mayor of Bartlett, Illinois, thank you for joining us. It is not only about the quality of life, but there was a big concern about loss of life brought up at last night's meeting. Hey, coming up, the newsroom temperature check, but first a check on weather and traffic with Mary Vandeveld.